This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Joining me is meteorologist Joe Maketa from the National Weather Service based in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Glad to be here.
So we have about 10 inches of snow on the ground, I'd say, in Bethlehem, judging just by the height on my boots. What can we expect in the next 24 hours here in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, right now we're getting some bands of heavier snow moving, moderate to heavier snow moving through the Lehigh Valley right now. And that will be kind of the pattern that will be seen for the rest of the day. And it could result up to another foot of snow on the ground in addition to what we already have.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fairly big event. Now, not everybody will get that, but generally there could be another foot, maybe even a foot and a half of snow in portions of the Lehigh Valley before we're done.
At this point, what factors impact how much snow we eventually get?
Well, it's going to be where those bands set up. We have a low-pressure system that's going to be intensifying off the mid-Atlantic coast, and it's not going to be moving very fast over the next day or so. So it's going to be kind of parked right near us, and the gradient of the moisture that's coming off that low is going to be dumping moisture right over the Lehigh Valley. And there's going to be little bands of heavier snow. And if you're under one of those bands of heavier snow, you're going to maybe get a foot, foot and a half of additional snowfall over the next day or so.
You know, I have to say, not as a connoisseur of snow, but I like the snow that's down on the ground today. It's dry and fluffy, and it's not the wet slush that we sometimes get. That's just a factor of temperature, right?
That is correct. I mean, the colder the air temperature. Right now at Allentown, we're around 22 degrees. And so when you get below 30, even 28 degrees, the snow tends to be a little bit drier when it falls. And so, yeah, you were getting like a Colorado-type snow today.
Yeah, with kids having had such a hard school year, I figure at least they can have a little fun out playing in a pleasant blanket of snow today.
Right, yeah, I mean, and it's probably good for those little pans that they can, you know, kind of like ride on because, you know, the fluffy snow actually makes a very smooth ride.
Yeah. Looking at the bigger picture, how is this storm related to global weather patterns? I know in our last snowstorm, we heard that it was a La Nina year, which typically means a dry winter for us, but it seems like we have a good shot at reaching our average snowfall this year, right?
Yeah, well, the La Nina and the El Nino actually give you a pretty good indication of what the general pattern will be. But one of the things that we have to look at the short term is the North Atlantic Oscillation. And if that's negative or positive, that kind of dictates what we might get on the short term. And right now, that's very favorable for snow, and that's what we're getting.
Hmm.
So the pattern looks like it's fairly active, and it looks like it could continue for another week or so. A fairly active pattern before maybe we'll get a little bit of relief toward the middle of the month.
Do we have any idea about trends for the remainder of the winter?
Well, we're certainly, our long-term forecasts are certainly still blending toward, you know, maybe a normal winter in terms of snowfall. But again, you know, we had a similar pattern back in 2009, 2010, where we had, you know, pretty good snowfall in December. And then we had a kind of like a lull in January, and then February really picked up. So, I mean, it's always possible that the entire month, and maybe even to March, could be active.
Hmm. What's our average snowfall, say, at the Allentown Airport?
It's in the mid-30s, 33, 34 inches a year. You know, we're still below that, but if we get a foot, 2 feet of snow out of this one, we could catch up pretty quickly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Glad to be here.
That's Joe Maketa, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joining us from Mount Holly, New Jersey.